Okay. Whether it's football,
篮球还是乒乓球，
basketball, or table tennis,
只要是竞技体育，
as long as it's competitive sports,
就需要面对残酷的竞争。
therefore, they have to face the harsh competition,
赢了，名利双收。
win both fame and fortune,
除了赛事的奖金之外，
in addition to the prize money from the event,
各种商业代言运作，嘎嘎乡的票子就哗哗的来了。
money flowed into Gargar Township from various commercial endorsement operations.
之所以竞争如此残酷，
the reason for the fierce competition is
在于获胜后的收益太过丰厚了。
the reward for winning is too great.
主播读高中的时候
the host read during high school.
学校里也有体育生。
There are also athletes in the school.
大多数成绩都不好。
Most of the results are not good.
给人的印象就是四肢发达。
The impression is that he has strong limbs.
头脑简单。
Brain scales.
像吕雪琴那样学习成绩突出。
Like Lai Zukin, who excelled in her studies.
还能获得游泳国家二级运动员的人物凤毛麟角，也有传闻。
There have also been rumors of a few individuals who could potentially achieve the level of national level swimmer, but they are rare.
李雪琴是属于那种不会游泳的国家二级游泳运动员。
Lai Zukin is a national level swimmer, but she doesn't like to swim.
这没什么。
This is nothing.
你总不能在脱口秀表演的过程中
You can't just stand there and do nothing during a comedy show.
随意把李雪琴扔进一大缸水里吧。
Throw Lai Zukin into a big tub of water.
这样真的有可能会出人命的。
This really could be fatal.
能混科研学术圈的
can be mixed with the scientific and academic circle.
就没必要去搞竞技体育，旱涝保收，图个稳当。
Then there is no need to go into competitive sports. It's a sure thing.
2003年2月
February 2003,
上海交通大学微电子学院陈进教授发明的汉芯一号造假。
Professor Chen Jing of the Microelectronics College of Shanghai Gyro Tong University invented the Hanxin Mel, one counterfeit,
并借助汉芯一号
and with the help of Hanxin Mel, one.
陈静又申请了数十个科研项目。
Chen Jing applied for dozens of research projects again.
骗取了高达上亿元的科研基金和荣誉。
He cheated and obtained a total of over 100 million yuan in research funds and honors.
本该给国人带来自豪感的汉芯一号
a Hanxin Mel 1, which was supposed to bring pride to the Chinese people,
竟然变成了一起重大的科研造假事件。
It turned out to be a major scientific fraud case.
汉芯一号是从美国一家公司买回来的。
The Hanxin Mel 1 was purchased from a company in the United States.
芯片，石峰
Chip Summit.
陈静教授的实验室装修改造。
Professor Chen Jing's lab renovation.
雇佣装修工人将芯片表面的原有的标识。
Hire contractors to remove the original markings on the chip surface.
用砂纸磨掉。
Sand off.
换上焊芯标识。
Put on the welding core label.
随后鉴定为完全拥有自主知识产权的高端集成电路。
Subsequently identified as a high-end integrated circuit with complete independent intellectual property rights.
是我国芯片技术研究获得的重大突破。
This is a major breakthrough in China's research on chip technology.
稍后
Later,
随着汉芯二号
with HiFi Unicom,
三号
third,
四号相继问世
the first two were released on the fourth.
汉芯系列成为国家级重点科技攻关项目。
Anxin series becomes a national key technology research and development project.
有关部门下拨大量课题经费。陈进本人不但晋升上海交大微电子学院院长。
Relevant departments allocated a large amount of research funding. Chen Jing not only became the dean of the Microelectronics College of Shanghai Jiro Tong University,
而且还荣获全国优秀科技工作者。
In addition, he was awarded the title of National Outstanding Scientist.
教育部奖励计划。
Ministry of Education Incentive Programs,
特聘教授等一系列称号
Professor among other titles,
直接动手造假的装修工人
Directly taking action to fake the renovation,
因为长期被拖欠装修款
Due to the long-term unpaid construction fees,
就通过网络把陈进教授造假的过程公之于众。
By exposing Professor Chen Jing's fabrication process through the internet,
多么痛的领悟呀
！What a painful realization!
拖欠工程款真不是闹着玩的。
The payment for the project is really a serious matter.
一般的科研项目，只要流程走了。
A typical research project, once the process is followed.
PPT 做得有模有样。
The PPT is well designed and professional.
随便鉴定个国际先进，国内领先。
Build a world class, domestically leading.
按时结题就好了。
Just finish the assignment on time.
问题在于
The problem is that
陈进教授这次玩了个大的。
Professor Chen Jing played a big game.
搞了个国际领先。
Achieved a leading position internationally.
当然。
Of course.
国际领先也不怕。你瞅瞅。都国际领先了。
International leading, don't be afraid to look at it.
居然还拖欠装修工人工资。
Actually, they are still delaying the payment of construction workers' wages.
本来甲午战争不一定非打不可。
The Sino-Japanese War was not necessarily inevitable.
只要不打，我大清的北洋舰队。
As long as you don't attack the Beiyang fleet of Great King.
始终是亚洲第一。
Always the number one in Asia.
世界第九。
World ninth.
望眼全球排名前十。
Looking at the global top ten.
都可以称为国际领先。
All can be called leading internationally.